monotron. Turn up my monotron. I want to hear this monotron. I can't hear it. 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 Monotron! Peace is Gabardi! Peace is Gabardi! Peace is Gabardi!
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Musqueam people at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. This is BB's Disco Party. I am BB. Welcome to my party. Every Tuesday between 3 and 4 p.m., you can tune in for music and news from Discorder magazine. I'm the editor of Discorder, and I like taking your questions about the magazine, too. If you want to contact me during the live broadcast of BB's Disco Party, you can hop on Twitter and tweet at Discorder Meg. I will be on the Twitter answering all your questions to the best of my abilities, perhaps on Twitter, perhaps on air. Or you can reach me anytime by emailing editor@citr.ca. So, last week's episode was pretty music-heavy, in large part because I wasn't feeling very well. This week's episode is going to be a talking catch-up. Discorder has had several contributors record audio clips for us this summer, and I am going to use this episode of BB's Disco Party to play some of their lovely material. To start, I want to play some interview clips with the artists Kaitami and Foxglove at Rock the Shores. Longtime Discorder contributor Alicia Marie Lawrence attended Rock the Shores this year, which ran from July 13th to 15th. As with many large music festivals, unfortunately, the lineup was very male-dominant. Surprise, surprise. But Alicia focused on a couple of non-male groups that really inspired her. And this is Kaitami and Foxglove, both based in Victoria. Alicia has done illustrations to accompany this little audio clip, which you can see on our website at citr.ca. It is titled Dispatch from Rock the Shores. So the following audio concentrated on the artists' experiences with gender in their own pockets of the music industry, starting with Kaitami and then Foxglove. A couple disclaimers. First off, the interviews happened on site at Rock the Shores in Colwood, BC. So the audio quality is pretty inconsistent, but I would say extremely authentic. Secondly, the word female is used quite a bit in the following audio. While that was the word used, Discorder would like to clarify that we do not discriminate. We recognize all women. We also recognize that the very nature of these questions is tokenizing. Unfortunately, women in music should not have to be constantly justifying their existence in the music industry, but that is the society we still exist in. Kaitami is an incredible artist with an exceptional CV. Foxglove is an equally incredible group of talented musicians. While their genders may hinder their opportunities for exposure in mainstream music industry, gender has absolutely nothing to do with the strength of their respective sounds. Without further ado, here's Alicia Marie Lawrence at Rock the Shores.
I am Alicia Lawrence on Vancouver Island. I attended the Rock the Shores Festival in Colwood that was staged from July 13th to 15th, 2018, where I spoke with female front bands to discuss gender and the music industry. Here is what Kaitami and Foxglove had to say.
At Rock the Shores 2018 with Kaitami, Kyla LeBlanc. Okay, so my first
first question. So you are bringing a lot of skill and talent to the stage and present it in a very fun and popular style. Will you talk about what it's like to be a woman pursuing a solo career in the music industry right now, especially one with skills that is still contending with an emphasis on gender and marketing?
Sort of a mixed bag of questions. I think being a woman in the industry is probably the same as it's always been. And even though there's been a lot of awareness about things recently, I kind of don't know if it's going to change all that much, to be honest. I think it's more embedded. Like a lot of the majority of people I deal with are men. In management, like ad management or agencies or promoters, because I'm on the road all the time, so I definitely miss some things about my daughter growing up.
I'm with Fox Club from Victoria, so I'm going to get you guys to introduce yourselves one by one. So,
hi, I'm Ren.
Hi.
Okay, so what do you play?
I play piano.
Great. And you do vocals?
And I do vocals.
Okay.
I'm Claire Butterfield, and I play keys and sing.
Great.
Not keys. I play guitar and I sing.
And I'm Chelsea, and I play the bass and I also sing.
So what kind of choices have you had to make as an all-girl band that may have been different otherwise? You can answer it if you have any responses.
Choices that we've had to make
as a female front.
The choices that we have to make are to kind of get past that and to be able to talk about music when people want to talk about, the fact that we're women.
And that's even presumptuous there, saying that we're an all-female. Who knows who we identify as.
So what inspires your music?
Life. Yeah, we definitely write from a very personal and emotional place. But I think one of the most interesting things is that oftentimes, obviously, we don't all lead the same lives, so something will happen and we'll experience it as a group, and then each contributes something to, whether it becomes a piece or a whole album concept, it becomes a collective experience.
We will write, like, maybe the song will be based on one particular event, but then as we write the song, we will bring in other events from kind of our collective lives to build the story. Everybody has experienced heartbreak in their lives. Everybody has experienced grief of some kind. Everybody has experienced love of some kind.
These days are not the days for us.
like to be an all-female band working in Victoria?
The industry here is wonderful. Atomic Productions has just signed, there's a pledge, and I wish I remembered the name of it, but a pledge for music organizers to have gender parity at their shows. The fact that that's a thing that needs to happen is unfortunate, but it's really, it makes us really happy that they're working towards that and getting more female role models for younger musicians coming up. Being able to see yourself represented on stage, I think is really important, as it is in every field. You know, if you're a young woman, seeing female engineers or doctors is important. But in music, it's been something that has been a long time coming, and it's nice to see our local industry very supportive of us, no matter whether we're men or women.
Back. That was some interview. That was Alicia Marie Lawrence, longtime Discorder contributor, interviewing Kaitami and Foxglove at Rock the Shores, which was a music festival that happened in Colwood on Vancouver Island from July 13th to 15th. And we also heard a song in there. We heard Foxglove's song Universe Be Damned. If you are interested in checking out either of those artists, Kaitami or Foxglove, they have band camps, they have SoundClouds, they have all that stuff. You can also search them on all the social medias as well. And that little audio piece also has some accompanying illustrations and some excerpt of interview as well. You can go to CITR.ca and search Dispatch from Rock the Shores and it will pop up. I also just posted a link on the Twitter with it as well. If you are on the Twitter, though not many of you are talking to me, so I assume you are not, which is perfectly fine. You do not need social media to define you. Anyways, next up is a real treat, another real treat, more audio clips, because this is the audio clip hour, you could say, perhaps. CITR's volunteer manager, Dora Duber, took a Zoom recorder to Discorder's 401st issue party at Redgate that was last month on July 21st and recorded some incredible interviews on site. As with the previous recordings, sound quality varies, but it is an incredibly authentic, incredibly fun. Thank you so much to Dora and everybody who was involved in the interview as well. I'm going to start those clips now. I hope you enjoyed as much as I do.
Sure.
Okay. First three of us. Sick.
There you go.
So the first one is, can you guys introduce yourselves?
Oh, I'm Bella.
I'm Megan.
I'm Mac.
And, like, what is BB?
Friendship.
Friendship.
Oh, friendship. And fun.
And family.
And farts.
And farts and food.
So how did you guys first find out about Discorder magazine?
Ooh. I used to work for Discorder when I was really young. When I was 16, I did photos for Discorder. No, I'm not. I just took photos.
How did you find out?
I looked down at a coffee shop and I saw Discorder and picked it up and was like, oh,
cool. Do you want
to? Just like, I don't know how I found out. By osmosis, it just sort of seeped in. Yeah.
Osmosis.
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 Thank you. So last question. What does local music community mean to you?
Everything.
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 It's also family.
And farts and food?
Farts and food, yeah.
Everything is family farts and food.
It's non-blood related family.
But fart related family.
Yeah, fart related.
They nailed it.
Yeah. And sorry, I lied. I had four questions. Do you guys have any like anything you want to plug at the end, like an EP or shows or anything?
We play Redgate again on August 8th with the Shivas, our friend from Portland.
Yes, they're amazing. You should come to the show and support.
Cool.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. be people watching amazing artists tell their artivism stories in dance, music, storytelling, visual art, celebrating our stunning Coast Salish land feel right to you? Vines Art Festival, August 8th to 19th, runs at parks throughout Vancouver like Trout Lake Park, Kitsilano Beach, Crab Park, Gravel Island, Roundhouse Community Center, and Strathcona Park. Watch Kim Mortal, Missy D, Immigrant Lessons, Pia Massey, and the Indigenous artists from Resilient Roots create a world you want to live in. Oh, and did I mention that it's all free? VinesArtFestival.com.
Hey, this is Steve Louie, photographing music waste in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Ah, I love that PSA. Before that little ad chunk, you heard Joe Past with the song You Prime off of their Prime. And before that, you had BB with the song Dream Rope, a very old song. BB, I love you, but please put some more music on the internet. I would love that. Thank you. And before that, we heard a little sound clip from Discorder's big 401st issue party recorded by Dora Duber with the band BB. BB loves farts. That's it. Next up, we are going to hear some more clips because really they just keep on coming.
Visionary. Okay, cool. Can I just get you guys to introduce yourselves really quickly? I'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Dave. I play the guitar.
Hi, I'm Mike. I play the drums.
I'm Carl. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Steph. I sing and play bass. And what's your guys' band, just for the radio?
The new rituals.
Oh, God.
Nice job.
Wow.
I hated that we just did that.
It could be a new ritual from now on. So the main theme of tonight is Discorder magazine. How did you guys get started? Like, how did you guys find out about Discorder and your whole history with it or whatever? Whoever wants to take it.
I'll take that one. I'm real old. So I've been reading Discorder for a long time. I grew up on Vancouver Island, so I used to come over there, and there wasn't a ton of, like, you know, coverage of local stuff that was going on. The one I remember most vividly was Spark Marker on the cover. Shout out to Spark Marker. They were sick. I've had friends who've done shows on CITR, as well as, write for Discorder, Greg Adams, who used to do a bunch of stuff for you guys, I've known for a long time, and I know, it's a Vancouver staple. It's sick that it went 400 issues and is continuing to go, or 401, or however many we're doing.
Cool. And then, like, this is a very brief interview, but so what do you guys, what does, like, the local music scene mean to you guys? It's a very broad question.
Yeah.
Everything. It's the only thing we do.
Yeah,
or it's the only thing I do. Carl does lots of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us has been pretty plugged in for a long time to what's going on locally. Like, I've been playing shows around Vancouver since 2000, so 18 years. It's a while. And Carl and I have been doing stuff for a long time there. And it's been, I think it's just interesting because Vancouver gets kind of, I think, overlooked a lot of times because it's isolated. You got to cross, you know, for anyone that's not from here, you got to cross a border if you're coming from the States. And it's kind of like one gig or you got to take a ferry, so it kind of gets overlooked sometimes, but I think its isolation kind of breeds interesting bands because, you know, the people around you, your community is kind of all you got, so you just make it work under whatever circumstances.
Cool. And do you guys have any, like, shows or anything coming up or that you want to plug or nah?
We don't have any shows. We got a new EP coming out soon on Painter Man Records. Two song single, so that'll be coming out in a month or so.
Pre-order pre-orderable. It's out for pre-order now, so if you are like, hey, this interview is marginally interesting, maybe we'll see what this band sounds like. You can order it, and you won't get it right away, but eventually it'll come to you. I think it comes on Teal if you buy it without it coming to you right away. But then you'll, if you wait, you're stuck with black. And who wants plain old black vinyl? I guess most people. But if you're feeling zesty and want the Teal one, go early. So
how does one do that?
You go on the internet through your dial-up modem or cable modem, whatever you've got.
HTTP.
These guys are all in design, so they probably know a lot more about the back end of the internet. But I heard about the dark web, and I'm fascinated. So what but you would go to PaintermanRecords.com, and you would order it, or you go to our Instagram, which is at the New Rituals, and we have a link in our file, or go to the Facebook if you're not worried about getting your information stolen. And find us there, or you know, whatever the kids do these days, man. There's pages. Go check out the internet.
The files are in the computer.
Very Zoolander.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys.
Got to know just how I should act. The Memphis situation stabs us in the back. Far for me to struggle, I can't even pretend. Internal dialogue I want to be the end. Is there anything I can? We'll be right back.
Do you know how to play Twister?
Kind of.
What qualifies you to be Twister Master?
It's a simple game. Like, you have the spinner, and, like, you just spin it. Like, I just spun it. And then you're supposed to, like, put your limb on, like, whatever it indicates, like, red right hand.
So I'm seeing some elements on this Twister spinner that are not a color. They have little icons. Do we know... Fatima, enlighten us.
This one means that it's the spinner's choice, so you can do whatever you want, make it as whack as you want it. This one, whatever limb it is, has to be put in the air. I've never played Twister before.
Whoa. Wow! Get it? That is so intense.
So it has to be like that. And then, so if it was like left hand here,
yeah.
It would be like...
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to get Wait. So tight.
But does that also mean that, like, if your left hand is the one that's on the spot, you would have to somehow maneuver your body so that your right hand was on the red spot, right?
No, you wouldn't. You'd just have to let go. Yeah, just let go. Like, right hand, you just go like this then.
Word.
Freeze it up to push.
Fatima is, like, going to be... Fatima was like, oh, we should go around and just, like, be shoving people out of the way.
Whatever it takes.
Gatekeeping.
Thank you for walking me through how to play Twister.
Team, I've never done this before.
B disco party.
You are listening to BB's Disco Party on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for still listening. This is such a fun show. I really didn't realize how incredibly fun it would be for me personally. I hope you're also having fun. Anyways, what you just heard was a very, I would say radio-worthy. I would say that was radio-worthy, a description of what Twister is and how to play it, recorded by Dora Duber at Discorder's 401st issue party at Redgate on July 21st. You heard Chrissy, who was our Twister master for quite some time, and Fatima Gaetti, who is our Discorder student executive, and I think perhaps even Ricky was in there, who is our art director, Ricky Castaneda Loretto. Thank you, all you great sports. And before that, you heard a couple tracks from the new Rituals, More Than About You and Flag, and those are two songs that are going to be on what I believe is a 7-inch that they were talking about in their interview with Dora just before that, which you can pre-order on their Bandcamp, and it comes in a pretty teal color. So if you like that, you want to keep it around, you want to give it some spins, maybe go check out the new Rituals. And thank you so much, the new Rituals, for playing our awesome party. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to all of you. That was a lot of fun. Okay, note. There was also a very long interview discussion with former Discorder editor Merrick Cooper and former CITR music director Luke Meat. I'm going to save that interview for the next episode of BB's Disco Party. But right now, let's listen to some more tunes. Over the weekend, I had the pleasure of seeing Beach House at the Orpheum, and it got me in a shoegazy mood. And while they were on stage, there was actually very little banter, but Alex Scaley, who plays guitar and some keys, actually said that their first really strong concert as Beach House was at Pat's Pub, which is now called Hastings Mill Brewery, which is where CITR hosts Shindig, Battle of the Bands. I think that there is a pretty good chance that that was a false anecdote, that was a lie, just because, like, I don't know. They probably say that everywhere, right? I don't know. But anyways, we're going to listen to some Beach House. We're going to listen to the song Dark Spring off their new album, 7.
Thank you.
so it went on an afternoon that had no business in a gray and rainy June, no money spent. We'd invent lots of little ways to fall in love again, and all along the days just sort of came and went. Truth be told, I must confess I'm right at home and at my best in lazy love. There's no ending or beginning to the story that we're living, lazy love. Cars and people clogging up these busy city streets, rushing by, rushing by, hurrying along, and as they go we watch out from a window and wonder why.
Last song was Johnny Payne featuring Alanah Moore of Tennis with the song Lazy Love off of the upcoming, I guess you could say, debut EP or album Johnny, which is Johnny Payne's solo stuff, though you would probably recognize him from the band The Shilohs and a lot of other musical things around town, or some of you might even recognize him because he used to work at Zulu Records, which I've come to realize a lot of people know him from. So his debut solo album is called Johnny. It comes out in September. I'm very excited for it. Lazy Love has a really beautiful music video. If you want to search it on YouTube, that will pop up. Another person who used to and maybe still does, I'm not entirely sure, work at Zulu is Justice from the band Blue Jay. Blue Jay has an album coming out very soon, which I'm also very excited for. A couple weeks ago, they released the first track from their new EP, Hard to Know, which also, and well, there is also another beautiful music video for the song Both Your Hands. You can search their video. You can also stream their full EP right now on Exclaim, or wait a few days and it comes out on August 17th. Here's Blue Jay with the song Hard to Know.
Started by the ventilator.
the band Blue Jay with the song Hard to Know off of their EP. Comes out on Friday? Comes out this week sometime. But if you want to hear it in advance, aka you want to hear it right now because you loved it so much, hop on over to Exclaim's website and you can stream their full EP right now. So the show is coming to a close. That's me. So I have a few like announcements-y things that I should say, and that is that if you are a band that has never competed in Shindig before, that is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition. I really think you should compete because it's a lot of fun from your side, from my side. You get some pointers. You get to bring your friends out to a really cheap show. Pat's Pub, otherwise known as Hastings Mill Brewery, has excellent, excellent poutine. I'm a huge fan of the poutine. Anyways, this is all to say that we need more Shindig submissions, and I strongly encourage you to apply. Please, if you want to know more information about that, visit citr.ca, and we have a little pinned blog post on the top there, which you can click on and get all the information and submit your details. I would love to see you perform at our Battle of the Bands. It'd be a lot of fun. All right, there's also an event tonight that I wanted to give a quick shout out to. It is at the Paper Hound Bookshop, which is down on West Pender, sort of in like Gastown zone. And this is called the August Poetry Jamboree. There'll be readings by Alex Manley, Ariana Marchigliano, I'm sorry if I said that wrong, Asia Moore, Adele Barkley, and David Lai. And on the Facebook event page, it says that there'll probably be some boxed wine and sparkling water. I know I'm really excited for those. So doors are at 7. Readings start very promptly at 7:15. You should definitely go to that. That's at the Paper Hound tonight. I also want to give just a really quick shout out to Massey Books for being so amazing. Another bookshop that you should definitely check out at some point. I noticed their tweet as I was scrolling through, desperately hoping that one of you would tweet at me, and none of you did, that they are supporting the Vancouver Bird Festival. They're having a sale on all bird books during the Vancouver International Bird Festival, which runs from August 19th to 25th. It's going to be 10% off your favorite bird books. That's really interesting and weird. And now it's making me think about all the books that I like that have birds in them and all of the books that I love that don't. Anyway, shout out to Massey for being great. Paper Hound also for being great. All the poets of the world, I love you desperately. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up this show like right now because I've been talking for too long with an abstract recording of what playing Twister sounds like. So this was one of the recordings that Dora Duber did at Discorder's 401st issue party. I think it's pretty brilliant. You may hear the voices of Chrissy or Fatima Gaetti. Thank you for listening to BB's Disco Party and see you back here next week.
Oh, yeah.
No,
no, that's not on the air.
I don't think that's how body works.
I don't think that's right. That's not
how gravity will be.
We're all out.
Like, your body can do it. It's just gravity won't let you sustain it.
I mean, I don't even have these functions.
Left hand on yellow.
And then every single day, it's
Right foot on yellow.
Are you still recording?
I wasn't the whole time. I only just turned it on.
Left hand
I didn't realize it. I thought it was.